Today's devotion is titled, The Word of God is Like a Fire. Before Pentecost Sunday 2021, one morning early I woke up with these words God had imprinted on my mind. The Word of God is like a fire. Looking up these words in the Bible, I came to Jeremiah 23:28-29. Let the prophet who has a dream recount the dream. But the one that has my words, speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? God often speaks to me through dreams, and I immediately record them, receiving great blessings when the dreams are fulfilled. Many of the dreams I have recorded are still waiting to happen. One Bible verse which always blesses me is found in Hebrews 4 verse 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We need to pause and take in what the apostle is really saying in this verse. Notice it says, the word of God is alive. Just by reading the word of God, it will affect our hearts and spirit. Through these written words, we can feel God speaking directly to us to guide and encourage. It also says that the word of God penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. The edge of a sword is double-edged, cutting on both sides. So whichever way it moves, it will penetrate and cut. So like the word of God, whichever way we try to wriggle out of an argument, God's word can reach into the very core of an argument. It can penetrate any hidden agenda. It will always reveal the truth and give us a true answer. So let us see a few examples of how the fire of God's word can affect our lives today. The Bible says in Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? The power and reality of God's word in the Bible is found in 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God revealed himself to the Israelites through speaking to Moses. God instructed them on how they should live. We also read how God tested the Israelites to prove their obedience while wandering in the desert for 40 years. We read in Deuteronomy 8:1-3, be careful to follow every command I give you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness those 40 years to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. During the time that the Israelites were in captivity in Babylon, we read in the book of Daniel about three faithful followers of God who refused to fall down and worship the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, eventually being thrown into the fiery furnace. We read in Daniel 3:19-25, Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leapt to his feet in amazement and asked his advisers, "Weren't there 3 men that were tied up and thrown in the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, Your Majesty." He said, "Look, I see 4 men walking around in the fire, unbound and unarmed, and the 4th looks like a son of the gods." God was in the fire with those 3 men, protecting them from the searing heat. God does not change, for if you stay faithful to Him, He will protect you. Let us remind ourselves what God says in Isaiah 43:1-5. "But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burnt. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are oppressed and honoured in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you." But while the Israelites were being tested in the desert, we also read in Exodus 13:20-22, "By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people." Our God is unchanging, just like He protected the Israelites in the desert from the searing heat of the sun and gave light in the dark at night. God promises to protect and guide us each day of our lives when we faithfully follow Him. We read those well-known and great promises from Psalm 91:1-12. "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terrors of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in the darkness, nor the plague that destroy at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, 'The Lord is my refuge,' and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will neither strike your foot against a stone." But remember, God reminded the Israelites, He will occasionally allow trial to test our faithfulness to Him, but also to strengthen us in the battles of life. Let us read again those verses in Deuteronomy 8:1-3. "Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today. so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years, to humble and test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your ancestors has known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Again, during the time that the Israelites were in captivity in Babylon, let us hear from Jeremiah the prophet, who came from humble beginnings and was sent by God to warn Israel of their gross misbehavior. At that time, Israel had fallen from God in a big way, worshipping idols. They refused to hear God's call to repent and turn back to him. So God enticed the Babylonians to besiege Israel, taking them hostage and taking them back to Babylon for 70 years. God appointed Jeremiah to warn the people, warning them that because they had turned their back on him, disaster awaited them. We read in Jeremiah 1:4-7, "The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you." Then God said to Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 17-19, "Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the king of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." God also revealed to Jeremiah that there were false prophets in the land, saying God would not harm them. We read what God said to Jeremiah in chapter 5, 12-14. "They have lied about the Lord," they said. "He will do nothing. No harm will come to us. He will never see sword or famine. The prophets are but wind, and the word is not in them. So let what they say be done to them. Therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I will make my word in your mouth a fire, and these people the wood it consumes." God implanted into the mind and heart of Jeremiah the passion to deliver this harsh message to the Israelites. Jeremiah uncandidly reveals to us how he felt inside as he fought to tell Israel of its forthcoming trials. We read in Jeremiah 28-13, "Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long. But if I say I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him. Let's denounce him. All my friends are waiting for me to slip, saying, perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our refuge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. their dishonour will never be forgotten. Lord Almighty, you who examine the righteous and probe the heart of the mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. During my youth, I could fully empathize with Jeremiah. My family were Christians. I was brought up in a Christian home. When I gave my heart to Jesus at the age of 11, although I did not realize it till many years later, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. Similar to what we read of John the Baptist in Luke 1:15-15, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. My outlook on life and the things of God seemed different to me, my fellow Christians, at that time. Sunday was the only day when God was talked about at church, yet this seemed to be hypocrisy, having been taught that God should be leading me moment by moment. As my walk with God grew, there was a deep yearning to meet fellow Christians who passionately wanted to talk about the things of God like I did. I can only describe it as being like wine in a glass bottle, which had been shaken up. The pressure inside me was growing even greater each day as God revealed new things to me. I was like a balloon being inflated. I was wanting to explode. I desperately wanted to share the things of God with my fellow Christians and non-Christians. That yearning appetite was satisfied a little when I went on holiday staying at a Christian hotel where I met Christians of like understanding. I always carried a New Testament in my school uniform and was regularly sharing God's word with my school friends. But something inside me told me there is much more to Christian life. Just like Jeremiah, there was a fire burning and growing inside me. God's word was like fire. That fire needed to get out. I just had to wait God's timing. I have a few things in common with David of the Old Testament, my namesake. I was once a shepherd and became a musician. We read in Psalm 78:70-72. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pens. From tending the sheep, he brought him to be the shepherd of his people Jacob, of Israel, his inheritance. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands he led them. I still have a deep desire to let people know I am on God's side, to evangelize, to be a shepherd and teacher to God's flock. Oh, how we need men and women in our day that have the fire of God on their tongue. Men and women full of the fire of the Holy Spirit, who can use the word of God like fire to awaken the lethargic, inept status of the Christian church today, and in turn, tell the world of God's saving love. As we closely read the word of God, when we come across people, especially the Israelites who had been awakened and turned back to God, often their path to restoration has come through persecution and trial. In the great shaking that is taking place through the COVID, with natural disasters on the increase, and now war affecting the whole world, in all that is going on around us, is this how God is once again going to wake up the church, creating a tsunami of evangelists to send out and commence a worldwide revival? Oh, how we need men and women fired up by God's Holy Spirit to bring revival to this land and to the world. Is there a passion for saving souls in your heart? Is there something God is stirring and building up in your heart? Is God asking you to go and tell? As a closing prayer, this hymn, written by Charles Wesley, is my prayer for me today and may it be yours also. I'll just read one or two verses. O thou who camest from above, the fire celestial to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart. Then let it for the glory burn with inextinguishable blaze, and trembling to its source return in humble prayer and fervent praise. Jesus, confirm my heart's desire to work and speak and think of thee. Still let me guard the holy fire and stir up the gift in me.